media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. It's certainly a tough day for your team Saturday at Richmond. You fall 30-10 to the Spiders. As you've gone back and looked at this one, just tell me what you feel like happened.
Well, I think we were outplayed when the game was over. I thought Richmond played a very physical game. They had a very successful game plan, which the kids executed well. So a lot of the credit goes to them, and as it should be. From our chair, I think we had opportunities. When you freeze the game, it's the second quarter. There's 7 or 8 minutes left to go in the second quarter, and Stony Brook's winning 3-0. We had played 29 of 30 plays. We had forced 2 turnovers. We only came away with 3 points. And it's interesting what happened from there, because at the end of the half, it was 20-10. So we did not perform for about that 7 or 8 minutes correctly. And that's been a little bit of our Achilles heel. And we had a tough day offensively, and once again, credit to the physicality and the game plan of Richmond throughout the game. And then the second half really just went back and forth, and we couldn't put ourselves in positions to get back in the game. But got to move forward.
Yeah, offensively, 288 yards, I think that's the lowest you've had, at least since an FCS opponent. But the biggest thing I noticed was the inability to run, which you guys have done so successfully all year long. Was it their front that caused you problems? And then how much did that make it harder in the pass game when the running attack wasn't working as well?
Yeah, I think certainly they're one of the top two defenses in the league, and we knew that going in, and I think their kid performed that way. I think they had a good scheme. I think we didn't execute what we wanted to do correctly. You know, when those things happen, and I think a lot of it you have to hand to the opposing team for being able to do those things. So I don't look at it as much as our inefficiency as much as their ability to play well. And they're a good football team, and they're 4-1 in the league for a reason. We knew that going in. And if they didn't have the 2 upsets out of league, they'd be nationally ranked up there ahead of a lot of people. So and we knew that going in. So kudos to them. And as I said, yes, it causes problems when you don't do what you do well.
One of the guys who on the offense who did have a nice day was Dante Helms. His first career touchdown pass got behind the defense, 57-yard touchdown that brought you within 13-10, as you touched on in the second quarter. We've talked about several of your receivers, but just talk about what he brings to your team.
Yeah, he's each and every game he's improved. He's been with the program. He's had a very good year. Doesn't have a ton of catches, but plays a lot. It's a physical receiver. Last week he made 2 great catches against Villanova in the fourth quarter. Key catches on a couple of our drives in the fourth quarter. He had a big play, as you alluded to, on Saturday. And he's coming along, and we're excited about that.
Defensively, obviously Joe Mancuso, their quarterback, had a big day. What did Richmond do offensively that you guys had trouble stopping?
Well, I think first and foremost, his ability to run the ball is what people look at. But he's a precision thrower. His completion percentage is up there. He's got 2 very, very talented receivers among the top guys in the league. He plays with poise. And then I think the component of having to stop the run allows the play action, pass, and bootleg stuff to be successful. But I think he's a good quarterback, and I think he's talented, and I think people look at him as a runner, and I think he's a thrower first, and then he can beat you with his feet in run called plays.
One of the guys that had a nice day back it was your defensive back, Sincere Malone, who I know has battled some injuries, but 9 tackles in that game and an interception. Just some comments on his play Saturday and what it means to have him back there.
Yeah, senior leader, been a starter for a couple of years now. he was injured early part of the year, where you're accurate, but he's got healthy during the bye week, and he's had two back-to-back really good football games. He's the leader of the back end as far as communication, and certainly feel that he's continuing to step to the plate in the senior year.
Looking ahead to Saturday, another challenging opponent. You host Towson on Saturday as you've started to study the Tigers. What are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it it's probably starts with their quarterback, who's had a terrific career in his year and change there. He's as good as it comes at this level. Ability to make plays, which I think is the component that makes him different than everybody else. He's got all the talent in the world to be a great quarterback, but his ability to take something and that had no chance to make a big play out of it is continue to see on film. Plays with great poise. They lost a running back early in the year, but I think they've found their niche now, and they've got kids running the football. They're a very physical team on the offensive line and tight end position. And then you flip over to their defense, and they're big, strong, physical, can run. I think, like a lot of the teams in this league, we're all about similar. We all have some warts that allow us not to be as good as we can be, whether that's injury related or just a little bit of weaknesses, but we all have great strengths. And I think, they're a team that very easily could have beat Villanova with an overtime loss and a couple of other games where they had control of. So I think we're all pretty similar. They'll be present a great challenge, and we'll have to be really up for it from the shoulders up to be successful.
You touched on Tom Flacco's playmaking ability. You've seen some quarterbacks, whether it was last week with Joe Mancuso or Daniel Smith at Villanova, guys who can make plays with their feet and are more runners. Tom doesn't necessarily do that, but as you said, is able to break away. How is he different than like a Joe Mancuso as far as to try to defend?
Yeah, I think it's totally different because I think a lot of his plays, whereas he's a very good runner, a lot of his great plays come off scrambles or getting out of a sack situation where all of a sudden now he extends the plays. He did it to us last year several times, and he's doing it again to people this year. And, extending the plays is very challenging on the back end of your defense to stay in coverage. And, I think that's where he finds a lot of plays. And once again, they have designed runs, and he will run the football, but his escapability in passing situations is very impressive.
Before I let you go, you kind of touched on it, but you've been around the conference for a while now, and we talk about the parity from top to bottom. Have you ever seen anything like this, and what do you attribute the balance to this season with some of the scores and the upsets that have happened?
Well, I think we have, in my take on it, we have a league of great coaches. You're not going to get a weekend off from a coaching perspective. And I think, the consistency in the coaching staffs in the league have really stepping to the plate. And I think each week it makes it really challenging. And then I think the second part of the parity is, honestly, injuries. You're playing four-quarter games. And, we've gone into every week, and so has every team we've played, with guys out, missing, and it's really your depth chart. So each week you don't know who's going to play. I mean, last week's game, we had six kids that didn't practice a snap during the week that played on Saturday. And Richmond had the same thing. They had guys that didn't practice, and so did the other opponents. So I think it's a little bit of the parities caused by the physical part of the game, and then the next week losing key players. Villanova loses their the leading rusher in the country. And, that as a result, they're not as good a football team, and it's hard to be.
All right, Chuck, thanks so much for your time today, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.